This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, our new 3 o'clock song, I think, has really cemented itself. I think it ended up being good. I know I pushed for
proud of yourself.
But I think it's a good one. It's a good one.
I do too.
We will get you the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a second. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you hope the Eagles make the Super Bowl this year, or do you expect them to? 59.6 say hope, even after Ike tried to sway people a little bit last time I read the... We got down a little bit. You know, I think we all hope the Phillies win the World Series this year. I know they don't think that anybody...
Yeah, I don't think anybody's expecting
it. Oh, we don't expect it. Interesting.
Watch how they
change sides.
I was going to say, so compare those two.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me, as Eagles fans, we should have the same outlook that we have on the Phillies?
No, you should have the way more expectations for the Eagles.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
There's a difference between... Well, I'll save it for after High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, because I have a good... I'll write down a note here to talk about that. But let's get to High Hopes Jackie Baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Well, listen, before we get to some trade deadline rumors out there, Phillies did lose last night.
Let's not overlook that.
Well, whatever. It's fine. They won the series.
No, they won the series.
Let's look at it as a holistic level. Who cares?
We're not in first place.
We're not?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because the Mets went and swept the Angels, so we lost 2 out of 3.
I know. So obviously the Lizardo thing is now... I mean, because he... My biggest fear with Lizardo... So there's a couple fears. The good is his stuff still looks great. I mean, he was dominant through four. But, you know, we do this whole bullpen thing with Lizardo. Well... He stinks out of the stretch.
That's the issue there. So you can't bring him in with anybody on base.
Right, unless they fix it in the next coming months. But I also just wonder how mentally tough he is.
Yeah.
Like
He unravels.
He unravels.
He's like
quickly.
The opposite of Sanchez. I feel like Sanchez digs in when he's got a guy on second, you know, and no outs, and I feel like Lizardo unravels.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the story of him, even going back to his Marlins days, where it's like great, 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 and then bang, blow up inning. Yeah. And at the beginning of the season, he wasn't doing that. So, like, we're going to task Jesus Lizardo with taking down the biggest outs in a playoff game out of the bullpen. So that's the new rising concerns with Jesus Lizardo. It's actually not workload. It's if he's going to go to the bullpen. I don't know how much of a bullpen riser he is.
Well, and I know people yesterday were criticizing Thompson for not pulling him earlier, but like at a certain point, you have to figure out whether this guy can get himself out of those situations. You know, you can't blow up your bullpen in the fourth inning or whatever. But when the guy hadn't allowed a hit up until that. Like he's got to be able to work through a tough inning. Even you know who I'll give credit to is Nola. Nola gave up 2 home runs in an inning, and then or he'll give up 5 runs in the third, but he'll get you through 6 innings. Mm-hmm. And like the hope is that if you're Thompson, you want to figure out if this guy can figure out how to get himself through those situations. So, you know, whether...
And he also took a shot, I thought, with some bullpen pieces late that he needs to get information on.
Lazar,
Robert, Seth Johnson. Like, can these guys develop into something? I know it's tough because you're trying to do the balance of win a game versus information gathering. But last night actually felt more like information gathering than it did we got to win this baseball game.
Yeah,
it felt like we won the series. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it was some good. Bryce hit number 350.
Yeah. Bryce and Schwarbaum.
Yep.
We back on 500 watch.
And how about JT, by the way?
JT.
I know.
You know, he's been great.
Extensions for everybody.
Well, JT needs to be extended as well.
He'll get another contract. They don't need to extend him.
I'm not saying right now.
Okay. Yeah, we're just...
All right.
So he's going to be re-signed, okay? I'll change the wording for you.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah. Now, would you like to re-update and do a little party, you know, victory lap about Aroldis Chapman?
No, I'm just saying, like, the guy's not untouchable, as JT showed, hitting the ball 425 feet to dead center off the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, but if you see that, that's what it'll look like during the playoffs. He will give up some dumb home run, you know, so
well, forget about Aroldis Chapman. I need you to, are you ready to take back Bryce Lost Power?
Six feet under.
Hold on.
Career's over.
Both of you.
I'm just saying, that ball almost went out the stadium.
That was almost Ryan Howard territory.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on with both of you. The lost power thing came from him first.
See, you love to do this.
I'm pointing at Jack. It came at Jack. Came from Jack first.
Oh.
And I can tell you, sullen Jack, when he believed that Bryce may not be the same thing anymore, he came in. And this Bryce is great. I'm thrilled for it. What I want to see is him do it for the rest of the... He's not going to hit 500 for the rest of the year. Mm-mm. But, like, I don't... like. If we hear about the wrist thing in 2 weeks again,
right?
You know what I mean? This is great. I would love to see this, but
gotta keep it going.
He's got to keep it going, you know?
500 home runs back on track. The youngest active member of the 350 club. Hey, we're firing all cylinders. Firing at all cylinders.
Extension?
No. Again, you guys are living in la-la.
You know, obviously I'm one of the best players in baseball, and obviously...
I'm showing you.
Yeah.
Right after he needed to remind himself.
Yeah.
He needed a little pick-me-up.
Okay.
So he's gone through the poor me's.
All right.
So, a couple trade deadline stuff. So,
yes.
Felix Bautista, the guy that, one of the main closer targets.
Your number one target guy.
Number one target. Would love to get him. On the IL with shoulder discomfort, which means, nope, not trading for that. don't need a super risky.
Is there any, I guess they wouldn't do it this way. I was just thinking, is there any way they're doing that?
I can see it.
10 days till the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And just, but then you have to talk to the teams that you're trying to trade him to and say, oh, by the way, he's fine.
That? But I think this could also be like the Orioles not really wanting to trade him and making up an excuse to not trade him.
Okay.
To not, like, you know, if I was the Orioles, I would treat this as a bad year. And, like, you don't have to blow the whole thing up.
No.
You still have a good young
core. Talented team.
Yeah. The other trade deadline, I guess, new target came from our good pal, Andrew Filippone.
Over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. So he's all over this. Maybe a month ago, he had the Phillies being interested in David Bednar. And Dennis Santana.
Okay.
Who would come here and pitch to a 5 ERA.
Yeah, 0%. Bednar stuff passes the eye test.
Last 20 games, I don't believe he's allowed to run.
Yeah.
David Bednar.
Yep.
So
my fantasy.
He tweeted today that the Phillies are one of the teams that are trying to trade for Pirates outfielder, center fielder, O'Neill Cruz. So O'Neill Cruz... For those that don't know,
fast as hell.
He is like a freak of a talent. Like,
yes.
Hits the ball super hard, is super fast. Problem is, he's
probably got, what, 40 stolen bases this
year? He's got 33.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got 33. Now, against lefties, slugging percentage is 221.
Oh, that's not good.
He's batting 128 against lefties.
This year?
This year.
Okay.
This year.
He's only 25, 26 years old.
He's a super talent. He's got benched a couple times for not hustling this year. He's just kind of learning how to play center field. It's going to cost a lot prospect-wise. It feels like a reach. I understand why they're doing it, because the upside is like top 10 player in baseball if they can like mature a little bit and get around some veteran presence, but it feels like a big risk for a team that is trying to win the World Series this year.
Hmm.
But we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. And then ESPN released, or David Schoenfield had predictions for the 10 big trade deadline targets and where they end up.
This pissed me off.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. So he had Eugenio Suarez to the Yankees.
Yep, he is the third baseman who has 36 home runs.
He had David Bednar to the Tigers.
Yep.
He had Griffin Jacks to the Mets. He had Stephen Kwan to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Those are the main ones that would affect the Phillies.
And like, nobody in his top 10 trade targets he had going to the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, where were you at? Nobody?
Nobody. Nowhere. Crickets.
He has the Tigers, who have the best record in baseball, shoring up their bullpen. He has the Yankees doing as they always do, is trading for a need. The Yankees, since they moved, Jazz Chisholm to second base, they need a third baseman. They have the Dodgers going and getting Stephen Kwan, who that would infuriate me. Here's the thing with the Phillies.
By the way, Stephen Kwan, 2 home runs today.
No big deal. Mm. Is like, this is what the Yankees do. It's what the Dodgers do. In this case, it's what the Tigers do. Is like, if you have a chance to win a World Series, you know what they do at the trade deadline, Ike? They go and they get the thing they need.
No doubt about it.
And then somehow, some magic way, like, because we only talk about a couple of prospects, we assume that the Phillies only have a few prospects, right? We talk about Aiden Miller. We talk about Mick Abel. We talk about Painter.
Crawford.
But somehow, the Yankees are able to... Now, the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009, but they're in the playoffs every year, and somehow they trade for a guy literally every year. They trade for Juan Soto last year. They trade for Juan Soto, and here they are. They're definitely going to get traded for somebody again. If the Phillies, I said this last year, if the Phillies want to be considered a big boy franchise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And this goes to you, Mr. Middleton. It goes to you, Dave Dombrowski, is that at the deadline, that's when the big boy franchises show that they are big boy franchises. Is they say to themselves, oh, it's going to cost prospects? That's okay. We'll get more prospects. That part of why you have prospects, part of it is to let them develop, but part of them is to use them as currency to get players to help you now.
And like, you can't, my fear is that they have their first good crop, really, of prospects.
And they get attached to them.
And they get attached to them.
Yeah.
And we can't. Like, if you believe in the people drafting, which I believe they do, and believe in the player development staff, you'll be able to develop more.
Yes.
There you go. You sound like us now.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that
didn't
sound like you a month ago.
Until I say it, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they do. They have to.
I agree with you again. Until you say it, yeah.
Well, it's just like we're right there. Like, I just, because I think this is like, I think they are viewing this also as like a last hurrah sort of thing for this core.
Yeah.
But let's have a real last hurrah.
Yeah, man, give us a shot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
This team can win the World Series. They can win the World Series. They need a bat. They need a really, really solid arm. Do not let the best team in baseball in the American League, the best American League team, go get the relief pitcher they need. Do not let the Dodgers, I know the Dodgers are struggling, they've lost like 11 of 14. Do not let them go get Steve Kwan, who, by the way, you'll have for at least another 2 years. And if you decide to pay him, could be an outfielder for you for the next decade. Do not let the Mets, for Christ's sake, the team that you are trying to win the division over, go and get a a meaningful piece as well, because they need a bat and they need a starter as well, and they need bullpen, by the way.
Would you rather update? We are a week away from the trade deadline. We'll obviously do this a couple of times until next week. Are we on board with trading the majority for a big bat over a big bullpen piece?
Well, if you're saying big bat.
Like, I'm saying Quan Suarez. Would you rather go Quan Suarez, one, not both, and like a middle-type reliever, not the Class A, not the Johan Duran from the Twins, or would you rather go for one of the top closers and a more middle-tier bat?
If you can get me a real bat like Quan, I will take the real
bat.
What about
Suarez?
Boy, that feels like
36 home runs from the right side in the middle of this lineup.
He feel like at 34 years old? Doesn't he feel like a pulled adductor muscle and out for 6 weeks?
Well, I would hope not.
It just feels like a recipe for.
Or if nothing else, it feels like this would be his career year.
Well, he's a free agent at the end of the year.
And he gets signed and it's over with after that.
Oh, well, yeah, there's
that. He's never the same player.
Yeah, again. Yeah. I mean, you trade for him, it's for this year.
Yeah.
I don't think you can count on that happening after this year, especially when he gets tested every single year. Just throwing it out there. Don't know anything. Don't call me Jeff Teague. I don't know. I would rather have, Quan is the guy. Or even your center fielder in...
Buxton?
No, your center fielder from Boston.
Oh, Duran.
Duran. He's a real... Buxton's not going to get traded.
He's happy being a Twin.
It's disgusting. Come on, Byron.
I can appreciate it.
I know you can. I knew you were going to say that. I know you're going to be like, I like when players stay.
I do.
We're in Philadelphia. You want to win a title?
I understand we need players. Yes, I hear you. I'm just saying, I don't begrudge a guy who isn't trying to jump to a team just to win a title. I can't have it both ways. Sure, if he was willing to come, I'd be like, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But he's sitting there. I've never seen anybody more in love with Minnesota. Maybe Prince.
Kirby Puckett.
Puckett.
Joe Mauer. Those guys love being Twins. But come on, man.
I bet he doesn't have to be there during the winter. I bet he leaves. I wonder if he leaves during the winter.
Oh, that's right. He's not staying there.
Minneapolis is a cool town. It's not cool in February.
It's freezing.
Yeah, it's great in August, I'm sure. All right, 215. I just want them to grow. I want the Phillies to not be a cute story. I want the Phillies to be thought like the Eagles. The Eagles were not always thought of like the Eagles. They're a great franchise.
Yeah.
But you have to act like great franchises act. And it's not just having a good farm system. It is knowing that when you have a chance to win, you pounce. And the great franchises, their farm systems just keep doing it. There's more guys. There's 30 rounds in the baseball draft.
Yeah, you mean tell me we can't replenish talent?
Yeah, go get if two of them work out.
Everybody had to be a first round and you can't win. What about the other rounds in the draft?
Yes.
They're getting there.
215-592-9494. Oh, Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Ike, Spike, and Jack. What is the deal?
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Courtney. Huh. She's an avid listener to the show. Okay. Happy birthday to you. God bless you.
And, happy birthday, Courtney.
Happy birthday, Courtney.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Roo Taylor.
Yeah, you're a guy. You can't say nothing bad about you in the house. You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate that. You and I had a lot of battles, and she was on my side most of the time.
What you think about Spike since he joined the show?
Yeah. We don't need to talk about it.
Come on, we ain't got to go there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We ain't got to go there. You know, she tells me to apologize a lot. Just know that much, okay?
All right.
Y'all live with that. Hey, Spike, I got to agree with you, though, with this, though. You know, with this Middleton guy. Dave Middleton.
I thought you were talking about with the hope and expectation for the Eagles.
Let him cook. Come on.
I was going to go there with that. I'm going to go there with that in a second. But I got some concerns there, too. I kind of like outside with Spike on this, this call.
Okay.
A lot. It's the Phillies. This guy, Dave, what's his name, Dombrowski, and John Middleton. John Middleton is a sucker. I'm just saying it straight up, straight out. He is a sucker. Because how you come out here and have to try to act like you wanted to win a championship? You fooled everybody. And then now you're holding on to your wallet. You don't want to make no trades. It's your third deadline, right? Maybe the fourth one that he didn't even want. That he have not even, we're not even being mentioned to get a big guy. I tell you, if he don't make a big move this week, you know, that guy, you know, all y'all think about Middleton and how he's a, you know, a great owner and he wants to win and bring a championship to Philadelphia, it's a bunch of garbage. You know what I mean? That's all it is. And I'm telling you, I'm done with Middleton if he don't make a trade, because it ain't Dave Dombrowski, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Dave can only do what he can do if Middleton allow him to do it. He's pinching his pockets. And the thing about the guy, Middleton, you're being stingy because with the city. You know, you're acting like you love the city, but you're being stingy with the city because we come out there and they still show up at that ballpark and, you know, they, you know, you're making your money back. You know what I mean? If you make a trade and you really build it, you can continue to make money. And you don't even – I don't hear nothing about the Phillies wanting to do so. I hear a bunch of bull crap. That's all I see. So I'm just upset about that. And Spike hit it nail on. Like, these guys, those two guys, especially Middleton, I'm done with him, man, if he don't make a trade this year. And that's just the bottom line of that one. But as far as, like, the Eagles go, here's the situation with the Eagles, right? I got concerns. I got three concerns on the defense. I really believe they can win a championship again. I really do. But the three concerns I have on the defense is – first of all, an exciting White's safety duel scares the hell out of me. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen that before, ever. You know what I mean? Listen, I love the exciting White's more than the next man do. I'm an Eagles fan. You know, they proved to me they can play in this secondary.
Chuck, but can you imagine if I said a black shortstop and a second baseman? I don't know about that. Like, yeah, you don't want two white guys in the secondary?
No, I need to send the safety. You know,
okay.
My last line
right.
of defense.
Okay.
Well, let's not act like they're white guys running through the secondary. In the NFL.
Well, yes, yeah.
There's not many of them.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we may be the only ones. Are we the only ones with two?
Yeah.
I think so.
I would think so.
They 1925, man. This is 2025. You know what I mean? I ain't never seen that before.
We're heating up.
Yeah, we just had number one pick in the draft.
Yeah. What do you got to say about that?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm an exciting White fan. They proved to me they can play together in the secondary. But together in the safeties, my last line of defense, I need some color back there.
And it don't right.
My goodness.
You know what I mean? And then Kelly Ringo, he scares the hell out of me. You know, that guy, you know, he's getting burnt on the first day of training camp, Elliot said yesterday.
Don't overreact to the first day.
Oh, but when Jalen has 93% completion, we're winning an MVP.
Well, I'm not overreacting
to
that
either. Yeah, he doesn't overreact to that.
Yes.
And one more thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, Trot.
Yes.
You know, I want to believe Trot can be good. But see, listen, last year we had somebody, and Nakobe Dean played most of the season next to Bond. We had our linebackers intact.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the guy that came in, you know, he was a, you know, this guy.
Oren Burks
came in. Yeah, he came in and he played. You know, he's a veteran, so he knew what he had to do when he came in, and he played, you know, out of body, you know what I mean,
yeah.
For the playoffs. I want to believe Trot's going to be a great player. His father was a great player, but he's not his father. I got to see it first to believe it.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And I have a talk with your nephew, man. You know what I mean? Tell him, this year, you got to prove it, brother. And then we got your hot Campbell.
Yeah, I don't know. All Jeremiah has to do, Chuck, is go out there and be a solid player on defense. He doesn't have to try to be special. Play outside of the framework of the defense. That defense works because it's a system defense. It's a system defense.
Exactly.
And Jahi Campbell's going to be starting there as soon as he's healthy anyway.
Well, I don't totally believe. I think that you know, Jahi Campbell's going to be an edge. You know what I mean? I'm with Ellie on that one.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Listen. I'm all for Brent. Building bridges and mending fences. You've done a good job of that today. I love the fact that you and Spike are on the same page, even though you're on the wrong side of the page with that. Don't start joining Elliot in his nonsense takes, talking about you agree with Elliot. There's one linebacker at this station. He's an off-ball linebacker that will blitz at times and may rush on the outside. That's what he is. He's an off-ball linebacker, okay?
Well, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. Reminds me, just got a built like Julius Peppers, man. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that
he can be built like anybody. I'm just telling you what he did in college and what he did well and where they have him playing right now.
All right, so you think he's more like a Fred Warner or more like...
Yes, Fred Warner. That's who you need to focus on right there. That's who I compare him to, yes.
Yeah, so he's not like a Terrell Suggs?
No.
Chuck, why don't
I like Suggs, to be honest with you, but we'll see.
All right.
Chuck, for next question, give us your favorite wrestler all time.
Well, you know, since the guy that just kicked the can like using the N-word so much, I'm going to say the WCW first African-American champion, Ron Simmons. Damn.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ron Florida Simmons. Florida State Seminole.
Oh, was he?
I think so, yeah.
And where did The Rock went to Miami, right?
Yeah,
is that where The Rock went
to Miami.
Coming up next, you know, there have always been rumors about LeBron maybe taking some extra.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
going on?
That bothered me a little bit right there.
Yeah. You talked him out of it. Yeah. You talked Chuck out of it. There's always been some rumors about LeBron, you know, taking the vitamins the 93 Phillies took. And a former NBA player maybe suggested maybe he was doing it. We will talk about that next. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you hope the Eagles in the Super Bowl or do you expect it? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.